people react to failure in one of two ways. Either they get scared and give up, or they take that failure that as a learning experience, and they kind of use that experience to redouble their efforts.
Ford is convinced the era of unchecked monopolies is over. So as his lawsuit winds its way through court, he openly defies the order from Allen and continues building and selling his cars. He believes there's a better way to conduct business in America, and he's determined to make it a reality.
Henry Ford was able to position himself as an anti-monopolist, really in a certain way as a kind of antithesis of the Rockefellers and the Carnegies. He is a kind of heroic individual entrepreneur who believed in competition, who believed in developing a product and bringing it to the people.
Ford begins paying his workers a livable wage, $5 per day, more than double the rate of most U.S. factories. But Ford isn't just paying his workers better. He's also getting more out of them.